Yeah, so this is just the condensed title for the shortened talk, but just want to recognize my co-authors, Dr. John Beasley of Auburn University and Dr. Bob Kimwright of University of Georgia with me as well. So our topic is, are peanut farmers planting excessive seed? So it's essentially just a cultivar and seeding rate trial for twin row peanuts. It doesn't say that on the slide, but this is specifically for twin row peanuts. And in Georgia, we produce about 50% of the U.S. peanuts, or of all the peanuts in the United States, and about 50% of that acreage is twin row. So this is a pretty important thing for getting those seeding rates fine-tuned for our farmers. So our UGA extension recommendation is 20 seed per meter for peanut. That is not exclusive to twin row. That's actually uniform whether it's single row or twin row. But we do have some data that supports a little bit higher seeding rate for twin row since the plant stand can be sustained at a little bit higher rate in twin row than you can in single row. Some of our farmers are planting as many as 33 seed per meter, which we feel is a little bit excessive on the high side. It's taking peanuts away from the edible market and driving seed cost up a little bit. So the overplanting can increase cost, but the question is, will it improve outputs? So this first graph here is some of our data where we see the orange line here relates back to the left axis, and this is actually our final plant stand at harvest. So these are plants per meter of row, and we had five seeding rates that we tested, and these are averaged over our four cultivars. So split plot effect with main treatment as cultivar, four different cultivars, and then our sub-treatment effect were five seeding rates. So we had 17 seed per meter, 20, 23, actually 27, and 29 seed per meter for our plant for our seeding rates. And then our plant stands, you can see on that orange graph, the trend line increases up to a point, but then starts to kind of level off there. So we're not gaining a whole lot of extra stand for increased seeding rate. We kind of do plateau at a certain level. The red bar is a slightly different way to look at this. So we're actually looking at the final plant stand as a percentage of the seeding rate. So you'll see that as the plant stand is increasing, it's plateauing, but in terms of the percentage of the seeding rate that was planted, we're actually decreasing the number of seed, decreasing the number of plants that end up in the field related to the number of seed that we're planting. So we're at 17 seed per meter, we're about 90% of the seed that we plant. We end up with viable plants at the end of the season. When we get out to these higher seeding rates, 27 and 29, we're below 70% of those seed actually remaining in the field as final plants in our stand. But when it came to yield, we had no differences whatsoever across all seeding rates averaged over the cultivars. When looking at yield on a cultivar basis, we did see some separation. The Florida 07 variety was the highest yielding in this trial, but some of the complaints about Florida 07 is that it doesn't grade very well. So those red bars are actually total sound mature kernels, percent total sound mature kernels, which is our grade factor. And it's hard to see that error bar, but it actually is statistically lower in grade than anything else in the trial. Georgia 06G is the cultivar, the second one from the left. That's kind of the industry standard now. About 90% of acreage, of runner acreage, which is going to be Florida, Georgia, Alabama, most of our runner peanut producing areas are going to be planted to Georgia 06G. It yields well in a lot of different contexts, and it grades well as well. And it is very good at, has a very little susceptibility, good tolerance against a lot of different diseases. So tomato spotted wilt virus was one that we tested. That's that little line at the bottom. There is an error bar there, but it's so small that you can barely even see it with the size of the bullet point there. Georgia Green was formerly the industry standard prior to Georgia 6G. We did have it in this test. It didn't yield as well, didn't grade as well, and had more tomato spotted wilt virus than any other cultivar in the trial. So to kind of sum up, our plant stands did increase with increasing seeding rate, but with decreasing efficiency. We ended up with about a 2% loss in seed for each additional one seed per meter at planting. We did not see any differences in yield or grade among the seeding rates, so our extension recommendation is considered adequate at the current time, and many of our farmers are planting too many seed based on this. We did see cultivar differences for yield, grade, and tomato spotted wilt incidence, which was varied. but tomato spotted wilt incidence was very low in this trial. Our industry standard of Georgia 06G has been a solid performer across a range of conditions. So with that, I will close.
One question.
Yes.
Is there any reason why farmers seed company seed?
The question is, is there any reason why farmers are planting so many seed? And the main reason is kind of as an insurance policy. They want to make sure that they have an adequate plant stand out there. One thing I didn't get into was some disease incidents, not just for tomato spotted wilt, but also white mold, and there's a number of other diseases and pathogens and thrips feeding on the entomological side that are affected by the plant population. So some farmers try to adjust and make sure that they have a very good plant stand just to avoid some of these other potential issues. But when those things are controlled, our lower plant stands do just as well as our yield potential and anything higher than that. So.
How about
weed control? Weed control, that might be something we could talk about over at the poster. So feel free to come over and chat with me a little bit more about it there.
Right.
Good?
Thank you.
All right, sure.